This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm your host, Corey Fleck. I appreciate all of you joining me on this wrapping up, I guess, the first full week of trading in 2021. And boy, oh boy, it was a wild week to start this year. If this week is any indication of what's going to happen for the rest of this year, it seems like 2021 might be even more historic than 2020. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it gives me a lot to talk about this week and throughout the year. I'm kicking off this weekend show with a good friend of the show, Mike Larson. He writes the Safe Money Report. Now, Mike, let's talk about the broad market environment now that we have the results from the runoff election, and we can say that there actually was a blue wave in that U.S. election. What does that mean for markets now?
Sure. Thanks again for having me on, especially here at the start of the new year. It really is amazing when you look at what 2020 included, and everybody kind of was looking forward to turning the page and starting 2021 with a clean slate. Obviously, on the political front, that's not what we got at all. I mean, we've had this crazy activity in D.C., the storming of the U.S. Capitol and so on. Clearly, from a historical and sort of political and constitutional perspective, it's shocking. It's amazing to see, and it really makes these next couple weeks interesting to see in terms of whether, Trump gets impeached, whether there's even time to do it, whether his cabinet gets together and tries to just, replace him according to the Constitution, Amendment 25. There's all kinds of crazy things going on that just makes you think, geez, I hope 2021 is not a sequel or just a continuation of what we had last year in terms of turmoil. But from a market perspective, if you look at just the economics of it, the market pretty much sailed right through what was going on and has been strong right out of the gate here at the start of the year. And I think that really does come down to what you mentioned, the blue wave scenario. For a number of weeks, it's been sort of looking to me like we would be entering this year and see a year with a money flood environment. Basically, the Fed continuing to pump money into the economy and the market, regardless of what happens really with inflation and economic growth. On top of that, additional huge amounts of stimulus from the Biden administration and Congress, especially if the Democrats were able to get that effective majority with the tie in the Senate and then the vice president being the tiebreaker, which is in fact what happened. That's going to turn that extra fiscal stimulus dial up all the way to 10. You look at that scenario where you have a monetary authority that's just going to be printing and buying bonds like mad and keeping rates pegged to zero for ages. And you layer on top of that this enormous amount of fiscal stimulus, everything from aid to states, $2,000 stimulus checks, tax cuts for some, some individuals and all these other incentives for things like clean energy and infrastructure spending and on and on and on. Again, it's ocean of money that's going to be flooding out of Washington towards Wall Street and the economy. And naturally, investors are looking at that and saying, who cares about the longer term implications for debts and deficits? This is a party time now. So that's why you're seeing markets strong out of the gate. And indeed, it's really not just stocks. I mean, if you look at the performance in the back half of 2020, when you can kind of see the scenario coming, it wasn't just U.S. stocks. It was global stocks. It was gold. It was silver. It was mining shares. It was Bitcoin and other cryptos. I mean, really the commodities across the board, very strong performance, indicative of a market that knows an enormous amount of money is coming its way from D.C. and from other foreign capitals.
So when it comes to policies that Biden might put in, but that Biden even campaigned on, what do you think are the ones that we will see first? What do you see is most likely to come out of the gate? Because you're right. Look, there's a party in the markets, and it's all about making money now, not making money a year down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you look at what Chuck Schumer, the incoming Senate Majority Leader, has just said, that the first, and this confirms what the Biden administration has, officials have said, it's that they want to top people off with $2,000 checks. I mean, we've had 600 already. They're going to, you know, they want to get another 1,400 thrown on top of the pile very soon. So I think that's the first priority. I think next you're going to see, you know, the things that Republicans were standing in the way of before, such as aid to state and local governments. That's probably going to be next. I think infrastructure and clean energy, especially, they want to satisfy the environmentalists, and that's a big platform there. So, you know, it's no surprise that right out of the gate you saw ETFs and stocks that, you know, that are involved in solar and wind and everything like that soaring 7, 8, 9, 10% in a day. You know, so that kind of stuff. I think those are the top priorities that you're going to see. But later on, it's going to be broader tax and spend policies. It's going to be other things like, you know, incentivizing research and development and trying to bring manufacturing back onshore and taxing foreign-owned or foreign-earned profits and corporations, on the other hand, and taxing the wealthy, the people at the high end of the income spectrum, to pay for at least a portion, but clearly not anywhere near all of that. So, again, it's a complete, you know, shift in priorities from what we had under a Trump administration. And with, you know, with the ability to have both houses of Congress for at least the first 2 years, you know, Biden's going to have that backing to basically push a lot of this stuff through. And, you know, normally you would have a Federal Reserve that would kind of counterbalance that a little bit. But this isn't normal. This is a Fed that is convinced that, you know, if you look at what they're saying, there's a few Fed people have come out in the last few days and said, you know, we might need to taper by the end of 2021, or we might, you know, eventually look at winding this thing down. But come on. I mean, we look back at what happened coming out of the last recession, out of the Obama years and the Bernanke Fed, what happened, right? The economy and the stock market and everything bottomed in the first quarter of 2009. The Fed, you know, despite some talk that, oh, they might, you know, taper or, you know, they might get out of this QE business, they ultimately launched three rounds of QE, not just the round that was launched in the midst of the crisis. Then Bernanke didn't even start insinuating or hinting that he might raise rates until May of 2013. That caused a taper tantrum where stocks tanked and bond yields surged, which made the Fed chicken out on QE tapering all the way to December 2013. They did it over a long span of time. It took forever to wind that down. And then they didn't start raising interest rates until December 2015, which was, you know, 7, 8 years after they cut them to zero. So, you know, and that was in a scenario where the economy was in better shape ostensibly than it was in the midst of the COVID crisis. And that was in a time when you would at least expect, you know, because of the cycle before that, the Fed would do what normally happens in economic improvements. They take back the punch bowl. You know, there's no evidence whatsoever this Powell Fed has any inclination to take away the punch bowl or, you know, when push comes to shove, if the markets even get into a little mini tantrum, I mean, forget, you know, a 3-year-old screaming. We're talking about like a little kid who has to burp and pat on the back. If the markets even do something like that, then they're going to backtrack faster than you can imagine. And it's going to be, again, it's going to be, in my opinion, a much longer stretch of pedal to the metal on QE. Rates pegged to the floor, regardless of what inflation and unemployment and growth are doing. And that just means that you're going to, again, you have a situation where the money flood is not going away now. It's only going to get bigger. And down the road, you know, it's likely that none of this stimulus is going to be withdrawn early or in advance of when it probably should. If anything, it'll happen far too late after the markets have really gone overboard.
Okay, so you are not buying into any of the recent comments from the Fed President Hawker or Bostic that we could be tapering by the end of next year. Hey, fair enough, and you know what? You're not alone in saying that these guys are not going to be able to follow through with that. Well, unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment on the radio stations, but I am having you back on next segment, and we are going to chat a little bit more on commodities and dive into this whole, well, inflation and inflation expectations. For all of you listening on the radio, if you want to hear the full interview unedited, then please come to our website, kereport.com, and click on that weekend show posting. Same goes for a lot of the other interviews that unfortunately we are time constricted on the radio. Everyone, I'm going to be right back with Mike Larson. Stick around.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report, and I am continuing to chat with Mike Larson. Now, Mike, I want to look a little bit more into the bond market and yields, especially on the long end. Yields are moving higher. One could even say significantly higher, as we just had the 10-year break over 1%, and as we're recording this, hold over that level. Do you see the Fed doing anything when it comes to yield curve control, anything else like that?
Sure. Think of what you just said. The 10-year yield has popped over 1%.
Oh, I know. I agree. The bond market's broken.
100%. We're certainly in an environment where the idea of a bunch of fiscal stimulus and, you know, the economy getting better coming out of the worst of the COVID crisis, especially as the vaccine rollout continues, that's going to lead to higher interest rates in the short to some degree, even intermediate term. But I think we're going to be talking about baby steps here in the bond market, not leaps and bounds. I mean, you have to remember just the way bond market math works and amortizing works. The greater amount of debt that you're trying to amortize against any given interest rate, the smaller the increase in the interest rate that you need to see before that basically breaks you. If you owe $100 and your interest rate goes up from, 1% to 2%, who cares, right? You barely notice the pain in your monthly budget. If you owe $100 billion and the interest rate goes from 1% to 2%, I mean, the amount that that means you're paying extra if you have a variable rate is astronomical. So because we have piled so much debt at the corporate level, at the government level, at every level on this economy, it would take a much lower level of interest rates before the whole house of cards comes crashing down, whatever metaphor you want to use. So given that that's the case, in my opinion, we're never going to see double-digit 10-year yields like we had, back in the early 80s for many years. We might not even see 2% interest rates or 2.5% 10-year yield for quite some time. Because, again, when you've layered all that debt on top of an economy, much smaller increases in interest rates break banks. So it's why for 30 years now, every single peak in the interest rate cycle, Fed hikes and so on, has ended at a lower and lower level of interest rates. Look at Japan. They've been pegged at or below or near zero for, 35 years now? So, that's kind of what we have to keep in the back of our mind. So, sure, rates could go up. They are going up. Do I think we're going to see some catastrophic increase in interest rates? No, I don't, because the fallout would be enormous.
That is fair. But now what about on the flip side when we talk about inflation, balancing out inflation break-evens? Those are also rising. The 10-year inflation break-even is at levels we haven't seen since mid-2018. Let's start with inflation and the potential that that carries this year in terms of, throwing the Fed off course, doing anything, actually.
I think that the Fed has already said, if you go back to their own, statements, they said they want inflation above their old 2% target for a period of time to balance out the period of time during which inflation was below 2%. So, again, is the Fed going to react to, the sort of inflation rate at 2%, 2.25%, 2.5%, even 3%? No, they're going to say that's a good thing. They say, well, it's been 1.5 or 1 for so long. We want it to, average 2.5 or 3 to get back to this average 2 level. So it's a new regime in sort of Fed policy. It's a new way of thinking. Unless the bond market absolutely forces the Fed's hand, which, again, is going to be very hard in terms of its impact on – it'll be a self-destructive move, right? If interest rates start soaring, again, given the debt-laden economy and given sort of the valuations built into the stock market that are all dependent on, low rates forever, it's going to take a much smaller amount of interest rate increase to break things, for things to get ugly. So that's why I think that, again, the level to which interest rates can rise is a lot lower than it was in the past. And, again, why the Fed's going to do all it can to avoid that outcome.
Yep. Hey, fair enough. The Fed is in there. The Fed has told everyone that they're going to be in there, even if they haven't done it in some of their statements. But either way, everyone knows that the Fed has their back when it comes to the bond market. Can I also get your comments on this U.S. dollar? It continues to break down. Well, it's close to breaking down. There are a lot of arguments, whether it has already broken down, whether it is breaking down. Where do you stand on the dollar action?
Sure. I mean, if you look at something like the DXY, the dollar index, it is, it's broken some technical level of support. It hasn't completely fallen out of bed. It's been more of a steady decline. But in an environment where we're in the sort of print, borrow, and spend forever, environment where we're in one where asset reflation isn't just a side effect, it's a goal of policymakers. And when you layer in, again, sort of this deterioration that we're seeing in the U.S. balance sheet as a result of the enormous amount of borrowing and spending that's going to go on, I tend to, I'm not a huge dollar bear, but I do tend to think it's going to continue to sink here. And as if you're a U.S.-based investor, that's all the more reason to be looking at things like gold, silver, mining shares, and even some high-yielding foreign stocks or ETFs. So I think given that scenario, what would spike the dollar? It would have to be some kind of panic, fleeing back into dollar assets, which, of course, is going to be accompanied by, other ugly things like a collapsing stock market. And, I don't really think that's the likeliest scenario. I think the slow bleed scenario that we've seen in the dollar is likely what we're going to continue to see, for the foreseeable future. So, again, from a policy and an economic standpoint, I think the move we've seen so far in DXY is right, and I don't really see any reason for it to change anytime soon.
Yeah, fair enough. And it's very easy to tell on the chart, too, that any sort of bounce is getting sold into. So yes, that tells you a lot about the dollar. Let's wrap it up with a comment on commodities then, because you have mentioned a wide range of commodities, everything from precious metals to base metals to clean energy type of commodities. Which ones do you see outperforming? Because some are going to do better than others. Do you have insights on that?
Sure. Earlier I have been a little skeptical of base versus precious metals. I prefer precious to base. You kind of were trying to steer me in the base direction, and you were right. So congratulations on that one. I think that clearly if you look at what's going on with things like copper and so on, it's a response to the stimulus. It's a response to the economy coming back from the worst of the COVID dark days back in the spring of 2020. And I think that, again, if you believe, I'm certainly warming to that, and especially for something like silver, which has a little bit of both the precious exposure and the economic exposure. I think that looks really solid to me. So I think that in this sort of asset reflationary environment, but one that's not going to be shut down quickly by rising interest rates, in my opinion, especially in policy, directly controlled rates, there's a lot of potential there. So I think, and especially after the blue wave results in the election, that's going to be a lot of concrete money coming into the economy and the real economy, not just the asset market. So I think you throw that all together and that, those kinds of trades you're seeing, the rebound in oil, for example, all of that stuff is probably going to be with us for a while. So I don't think you fade that move.
All right, Mike, great chatting with you, buddy. Thanks for kicking off the New Year's show. I guess last weekend was also the New Year's show, but now we actually have market moves to talk about for 2021. And boy, oh boy, again, it's been a wild week. If anybody wants to follow Mike, I recommend following Mike on Twitter, @RealMikeLarson. He's posting all day, every day, with a lot of valuable insights. So I'm a follower, and it really helps you stay on top of everything that's going on. Mike, again, great chatting with you. Have a great rest of your weekend, buddy.
Thank you. You too.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
House Democrats plotting to impeach President Trump again. Articles of impeachment to be introduced Monday accuse Trump of inciting insurrection. A White House spokesman says this should be a time of healing and unity, not further division. Meanwhile, Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski calling on Trump to resign. She tells the Anchorage Daily News he has caused enough damage. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger says he wants Trump removed by invoking the 25th Amendment. Another 3,400 COVID deaths in the U.S. on Friday, this after a record number of deaths on Thursday, over 4,000. Dr. Dora Kass tells CBS News how we can start to see better numbers.
The most important thing for patients to know is that this can stop. We can get back the resources we have as long as patients stop getting infected from this virus. So if we want to save all the lives we can, we need to stop the spread of this virus.
On a bright note, over 6 million vaccine doses have been administered so far in the U.S. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration vows to ramp up vaccine rollout. Tim Berg has more.
President-elect Joe Biden will seek to release nearly all available coronavirus vaccine doses to accelerate distribution. That's according to his transition team. That's a shift from the Trump administration's policy of holding back stock for second doses. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire on the news out of the Biden camp.
We have administered about 28% of the doses that have been sent out. So just by sending out more doses right now, that's not going to fix the problem. That's not going to fix the bottleneck that's occurring all across the nation in getting the vaccine in the arms of Americans.
Dr. Sapphire speaking there on Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Flags at the Capitol lowered to half staff in honor of fallen Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick. He died after collapsing after clashing with protesters on Wednesday. Vice President Mike Pence calls Sicknick an American hero who gave his life defending our Capitol. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am featuring Sean Broderick, analyst over at Weiss Ratings. Sean joins me about every 2 weeks to cover a wide range of sectors. We do focus a bit on the metals, but this interview that I am sharing on the radio here is really about half of a much longer interview that will be posted on our website this weekend in the weekend show posting. The initial part of the interview, we talk about the general market environment, and in the second half that you're going to be hearing, we really dive into some of the commodities that Sean is interested in. I hope you all enjoy this, and please, if you want to hear the full interview, come visit our website, kereport.com. Everybody, please enjoy this interview, and I'll be right back next segment. Okay, let's go back to some of these commodities then that you like moving forward, even outside of a lot of this noise that we're seeing in terms of news events and even market volatility. Where are you finding value in some of these commodities when, quite frankly, they've all done quite well?
They have, and especially if you look at things like, you know, uranium stocks and stuff like that, marijuana stocks, they've just been roaring. That's true. But one ratio that I like to look at is the valuation of the gold stocks. And I think we use the Philadelphia Gold Bugs Index for this, which is the longest gold index, gold miners index that has actually been around. You use that ratio against the S&P 500, and it's it is at a multi-decade low. No, I mean, because the stocks in the S&P 500 have inflated so much, and gold stocks haven't. You know, you can find real value in the gold miners. It's really, really good. I think you can find value in copper, and despite the recent run-up, you can find value in uranium stocks as well. I mean, because everybody hated that market for so long. Not hated, really. Disappointed. Because they were promised year after year after year, we're going to see a bull market in uranium. And that bull market never came. Well, guess what? Now we're finally having one, but many people have been so burned. I mean, they lost so much money in these uranium stocks, they don't want to buy them, or at least not yet. That time will come. So I would look at those things. I would look at lithium. You know, I mean, that's just enormous megatrend for those EVs all over the world. I'd look at solar. I mean, even if Joe Biden doesn't get his green energy bill or whatever it's called passed, globally, there's a mega trend in the solar power industry because it's just becoming cheaper and cheaper and cheaper to actually make all the equipment. And so it's now getting cheaper to do that than even natural gas, which we all thought was going to be the cheapest for a long, long time. So there's a lot of places to find value. Tech is like scary. I mean, because the stratospheric valuations in tech, I can understand that. And I still think you can find value in tech. You have to be very careful, but it's much easier to find it in things like gold and silver miners and stuff like that, especially if what we think happens and the U.S. dollar goes down in value over the next year. Well, that means that the profit margins for those companies are just going to widen like the Grand Canyon. So, of course, they're going to do much better. And so I think that's a place people should be looking. But, again, not just gold and silver. Look at copper. Look at uranium. Look at lithium. There's a whole bunch of things you should be looking at right now.
Okay, so just a quick note here. When it comes to uranium, the uranium stocks have just been screaming higher. It almost doesn't matter which uranium stock you are looking at. It's been just moving aggressively higher. But the uranium price has not been. It's been fairly flat. Why is that disconnect happening? And doesn't that make you at least a little bit cautious there entering uranium because it is getting so hyped?
I try to buy pullbacks. I mean, we own one in like Supercycle Investor. And they're, oh, come on. I mean, am I crazy to hold this thing? But here's the thing. We can see a supply-demand gap that's forecast, right? And it was made worse this past year because of all the uranium mines that had to shut down due to the stupid pandemic, a pandemic which now threatens to drag on longer than other people thought. And the big government uranium mining corporation in Kazakhstan sold a 49% interest in two of its big mines to China. So a bunch of that uranium, which was going to go to the world market, is probably now going to go to China. You would think that would be kind of a two-handed deal, right? We'll invest in your mines. They needed money in Kazakhstan because they'd been hit by this pandemic like nobody's business. So we'll invest in these mines. You sell us the uranium. You can see that happening. So there's probably going to be less supply, and not just because of the pandemic shutdowns, because big, hungry countries like China, which has a huge nuclear power program, is going to be, you know, just gobbling up more and more uranium around the world. So we can see the supply-demand gap. Now, the reason people don't believe the supply-demand gap is because we've been told about this for the last decade, and it's never really materialized. I think what we're seeing in the uranium stocks right now is finally they are starting to see more exploratory bids from these utilities around the world that need uranium. I mean, they just need it. And they're just buying on the spot market, right, because it's always been cheaper and cheaper. But now the price is going higher. The price is going higher in the spot market because suddenly there's more and more demand for it because people hadn't been buying. They've been putting off buying for as long as they could. I believe that it's this long-term supply-demand squeeze that's been forecast for so long is finally starting to crystallize. That's what people are seeing. They are starting to bid ahead of that. And so there certainly will be pullbacks, you know, and so you don't have to chase anything. There's going to be, in fact, I think the last 3 days before today, uranium stocks were actually pulling back pretty good. So, but there could be deeper pullbacks. Wait for those pullbacks. Then And you shouldn't, well, of course, I'm sure you tell your listeners this all the time. You shouldn't bet all your money on one horse. Spread the money around, you know, because you don't know which ones are going to win. You can have an idea. There aren't that many uranium miners. So, you know, but you might want to own like at least a half dozen, because that's how you're really going to win this race, I believe.
Let's wrap it up with diving into the copper stocks then, because copper stocks, they're still a small sector, but there are more stocks out there to invest in on top of, say, uranium or either lithium, and some of these copper stocks have been around for a lot longer, whether that's good or bad. How are you isolating the good copper stocks to invest in when you do have some of these long-life copper plays that just need a lot of money to get built, but it seems like though there are quite a few of those assets out there. There are some new exploration plays that have popped up in the copper space. Where are you focusing?
So far, I've been avoiding the exploration plays for the simple reason you mentioned. It takes so much money to actually start up a copper mine that I'm worried that I'll just be completely diluted by the time they actually get into production. I've been looking at those that actually produce and those with near-term production. Those are the ones that I'm looking at. However, you know, that's just what I'm looking at now. Next week, I might start to look at the explorers because this market changes all the time. But right now, or I should say this week, copper tested the high that it put in late last year. We'll have to see what's happening, but it sure looks like the metal wants to break out again. It's over 350. And that's really the dividing line between people being interested in copper and people not being interested in copper. If we're seeing a big bull market, like I believe we are, partly due to electronic vehicles, but also due to infrastructure and just building more stuff around the world, it's not just EVs that use copper. Everything uses copper. So because of that, we're probably looking at a big bull market in copper. So you can pick up a couple stocks and do pretty well, or at least I believe you can.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunities right there, especially in some of these hard assets and commodities broadly. But I think it's all about keeping a level head and being diversified. As you said, you don't need to be all in on one stock, and you don't need to be all in on one commodity either. But a lot of positivity as we entered 2021 and the way that, well, the first week traded, and that positivity has carried over. Sean, yeah. Good chatting with you, buddy. Thanks for taking time on this weekend show. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition. I am joined by Axel Merck, President and Chief Investment Officer of Merck Investments. Axel, I've covered a lot of topics on this weekend show already, and I want to summarize this last segment by first touching on gold miners and a webinar that the Merck team is hosting Thursday, January 14th at 4:15 p.m. Eastern Time. I will post a link to register for that webinar, but let's talk a little bit about gold miners and that overall sector. Undoubtedly, that these gold miners are producing better financials. They're earning more money thanks to a higher gold price, and we have seen them build up some nice cash balances. What's your overall assessment of the health of gold miners generally?
Yeah, happy new year. Well, and for the kind to your promotion of our webinar, you just mentioned cash generation at gold miners. That's fantastic on the one hand, but that's also in some way it's a double-edged sword, right? At the moment, many people invest in gold miners because they want to have a leverage play on the price of gold, and they've been getting that in this cycle. But of course, the moment these gold miners generate a lot of cash, you reduce some of that leverage. And so they get pressure then from investors to do something with that. And depending on what they do, they may or may not get rewarded. And so this is not, success is a double-edged sword. And importantly, of course, the part of the reason why the economics are working so well for the majors is because they've underinvested in recent years. And so their balance sheets look a lot better. But they will be facing pressure to make up for that by gaining ounces and acquiring downstream. Now, throughout kind of the capital structure, the different miners have, on different situations, the kind of the juniors and explorers have had access to cash, mostly last spring, last summer, and then as the markets got a little rougher, the price of gold was selling off a little bit. Window hasn't closed yet, but it's become a little bit more selective. And of course, yes, to the extent that people want to see leverage, we think the sweet spot is in the more junior end. Now that said, as anybody who's ever invested in miners is concerned, it's a very speculative space. And we can look at it a little bit like a quasi-private equity space. I say quasi because many of these junior companies are public, but they're really only public because they need to continuously raise capital every other year or every couple of years. And so they want to have the right structure for that available. But you really want to know what you're doing, and don't expect every investment that you make to actually pay off.
Absolutely, especially the small companies and the exploration companies. It's a risky game, but it can be profitable. Back to the gold miners, though. If I'm using something like GDX, which is the gold miners ETF, you can still make the argument that this ETF is undervalued compared to where the underlying gold price is. You go back to when gold was last at about $1,900, and fair enough, that was when the market was rolling over into a bear market, but GDX was about 30 to 40% higher than where it currently is. So what do you think about this this so-called disconnect?
Yeah, so I'm not going to get an investment recommendation on anything specific. That said, I agree with you that the valuations are lower compared to the last cycle, and that has several reasons. One of them, investors that were in the previous cycle, many of them got burned because the economics did not work out. The companies were not particularly prudent. And so this time around, you have, I think, still only the early phases of people embracing the sector. And a lot of people also think they missed the boat. We don't think so. And then just to kind of give a little reason why we don't think so, we think that the price of gold is, if anything, correlated to real interest rates. That means interest net of inflation and not so much short term, but 10-year rates. So if you look at the 10-year tips, for example, and if you now think that interest rates are going to be glued to zero or near zero for an extended period, but the economy is going to pick up, that means on a real basis, odds are that interest rates are going to get more negative. And so we think that's a very supportive environment for the miners. And yes, because of the low valuations or lower valuations than they've had in previous cycles, we think that many of these companies can be quite profitable. Also, many of these companies are using something like $1,300 for the price of gold to run the models, right? And that's how they operate. They don't assume when the price of gold goes up, hey, yep, $1,900 is what we need. No, they don't make a business decision unless they think they can be profitable at $1,300. We're obviously watching very carefully how these sort of judgments are revised as the price of gold has been moving higher. But for the time being, the discipline we see continues to be quite good.
Okay, let's talk more broadly about commodities, other commodities outside of the precious metals. Look, everything's been running. You can make an argument that it's pretty much a bull market across the board, except for in the U.S. dollar and, I guess, bonds, treasuries. But the fact of the matter is we have copper breaking out, other base metals are breaking out, energy is breaking out, even clean energy. It's across the board, a bull market. What other commodities outside of, let's say, gold are you interested in right now?
Well, we mostly deal in gold. That said, we obviously monitor everything else. And by the way, some people have said, why do you bother investing in anything other than the S&P 500 when everything goes up in parallel? And that may be the case, but these correlations phase in and out. We don't like it that everything is very highly correlated right now, but we don't think that is going to persist forever. We are in a global reflationary environment. Both fiscal and monetary policies are going full throttle. And so that tends to carry with it a weaker dollar, and higher commodity prices and also higher risk assets. And so we like it that oil prices are starting here to be stronger and in many other things. The challenge, of course, with many of these assets is, well, how do you buy them, right? In gold, we talked about you can buy the metal and you can buy the mining companies. If you, in many of these commodities, you've got to be really good with the derivatives. And when we saw the negative print on oil prices, it showed you better know what you're doing, right? And so in any of these markets, they have their idiosyncrasies, and I would certainly not want to encourage anybody to go down a rabbit hole that they don't fully understand.
That is good advice there, but boy, oh boy, it is easy to understand why some people do get sucked into these hot sectors, but even through my background in this sector, I know that these fads can come and go, but hey, some of these resources and commodities look like they have a bit more of a long-life bull market ahead of them. Let's wrap it up with a quick comment on currencies, because the U.S. dollar, it has been on a lot of people's radar, and whether you argue that it has already already broken down or is very close to breaking down. Either way, the dollar's been weak, and a lot of outlooks and projections are for the dollar to stay weak. Where do you stand when it comes to the U.S. dollar?
Sure. Well, in the short term, there seems to be, especially hedge funds appear to have gone out of, you mentioned treasuries, that has pushed the yields higher in the long end of the yield curve, and that has temporarily given a bit of a boost to the dollar. That said, I do think we had a turning point, turning from a secular bull to a secular bear market about a year ago, maybe in last March, or maybe more notably. And again, as we try to, quote-unquote, reflate the world, it means that people are going to borrow in dollars to invest in other assets in emerging markets. That's also why I think that on the kind of outside of the gold space, not just value, but emerging market equities may well outperform. Again, this is an investment advice. It's just based on quote-unquote, everybody trying to get us back on our feet, and much of that money not being deployed very efficiently, it means it's going to flow into asset prices and into commodities, right? And the one of the victims along the way is the U.S. dollar. And sure, that's not a straight line. And whenever we talk about the dollar's weakening, probably like several days or maybe a week or two, or maybe a few of the dollars going to rise again. But those are trends, right, that happen. If you take the yen, one of the least popular currency, that, by the way, has the highest real interest rates in the major, in the G4 space amongst the top currencies. And it's been drifting higher. But whenever you look, it seems to be down for the day, right? And so, but if you look at it over weeks, there is a trend that it's been strengthening. And if, by the way, talking about the yen, the one risk off currency, if there is one, is the dollar these days. I'm not saying that the dollar is as safe as it used to be, but because of those global reflationary offers, their waves, at the moment that there's a flight, the flight is back into US dollars because people need to reduce the leverage, because one of the hallmarks of this rally is that everybody's giving themselves up because they can't make any money in a cash and non-levered environment.
All right, Axel, we're wrapping it up there. Thank you for joining me on this weekend show. And again, if anybody is interested in tuning in to the webinar, you can click that link below within this weekend show posting. I hope everybody enjoyed this weekend show. Please, everyone, keep the emails coming, fleck@kereport.com. And please let me know what you think of all the companies that I'm bringing on the show, both the ones that I am following and the companies that I am introducing to all of you, because I glean a lot of insights from all of your emails and what you like and what concerns you about individual companies. So I thank you for all those emails that I continue to get. Axel, great chatting with you. Thank you for taking time on this weekend. Have a great rest of your weekend.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.